Welcome to the 13 podcast. Thanks for listening. Today we're going to be talking about Swift Talk and how we all met each other. But first, we're going to do introductions. So I'll go first. My name is Zoya. I'm 14. I'm from Iowa. My favorite album right now is Folklore. And I've been a Swiftie since I've been like a true, like, hardcore Swiftie since the 1989 era, but I've listened to her since Fearless came out. And Stella, you can go now.
Hey, I'm Stella. I'm 14. I'm from California. And my favorite album is 1989. And I've been a Swiftie since Red era, but I've been listening since, like, Fearless.
Hi, I'm Michaela. I'm 15, and my favorite album right now, it changes, but right now it's probably Reputation, and I've been in fandom since, like, I don't know, as long as I can remember, because, like, my...
Oh, I'm Savannah. I'm 14. I'm from Mississippi. And my favorite album changes every day, but right now it's probably Reputation. And my mom, like, was, I don't know why, but she was, like, obsessed with Taylor Swift when I was, like, 5 years old. So I've been listening to Taylor Swift since I was, like, the first album.
I'm Tegan. I'm 15, almost 16. I'm from Colorado, and my favorite album right now is, like, Folklore. I've just been obsessed with the song from Folklore. And I've been a Swiftie since Speak Now, like, a hardcore Swiftie since Speak Now, but, like, I've listened to her since Fearless. I was just kind of too young to, like, think for myself, so.
I'm Ella. I'm 14. I'm from California, and I have been a Swiftie, like, a hardcore Swiftie since 1989 era, but I've been listening to Taylor Swift my whole life since, like, Fearless.
Okay. Michaela said I kicked her out, so I'm just going to see if she can rejoin.
Yeah.
And... Oh, okay. She's on the Zoom now, so.
I don't know if my connection's bad, so.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have a lot of issues in this episode because we're just figuring it out.
Yeah, we're having a few technical difficulties, but that's okay.
Yeah, yes. We'll live with it.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal.
We're gonna.
So, what's our podcast about?
Well, hold on. Before we start, like, actually getting into this, I just want to note that we have a TikTok and an Instagram.
Yes.
You can go follow. Yeah. Self-promo.
Yes. Self-promo. But, you know, it's like our own podcast, so I don't feel like it's self-promo. Like, it's
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways, moving on. Our podcast is basically just centered around Taylor Swift because we're all really big Swifties and. We all met on TikTok, and then we decided to make a podcast because, you know.
It was even, like, so random. Like, how did this happen?
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Okay, so I can talk about that. So me and Michaela were on FaceTime one night. It was, like, a week ago, I think. And
about a week ago.
Oh, my God. Okay. And then I was talking to her about this TikTok I saw about a different podcast that I wanted to be a part of. And then we brought up the idea of doing a Swiftie podcast, and that's, in short, how it came to be.
I think it's, like, actually a really cool idea. Like, I would have never thought about this.
Yeah,
I think it's so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah. I think it's, like, we're all so, like, invested in this, and it's, like, it's just something, like, once a week we all get to meet up with our mutuals and just talk and, like, get it all out. Like, I'm sure our families are annoyed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. My parents. So,
we can get it out.
Yeah, so my parents are, like, hardcore, like, they're very conservative and stuff, so they don't like Taylor. So, like, they always hate me when I talk about her. They, like, get so annoyed. And, like, all my friends are so done with me. So I think that this is just, like, a really cool outlet. And, like, it's, I also don't know many people, like, Taylor Swift fans in, like, real life and, like, in my school and stuff. So I feel like this is just, like, a really cool opportunity. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
I
Yeah.
Also agree with that. And I know that my dad and my brothers specifically are incredibly sick of me talking about Taylor Swift. I literally made a presentation for them about why disrespect to Taylor will not be tolerated in my house.
I love that. I kind of live for that, though.
Yeah. I'm like the exact opposite. My mom, every time I'm in the car with her, she's like, what do you want to listen to? It has to be Taylor, though. It's really funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, now that we've discussed that, do you want to get into the topic of the episode?
Yes.
Which is?
Like the whole cult and Swift talk.
Swift talk, yeah. Yep.
Honestly, I don't even know. Like, didn't that whole thing just start because of Lana Del Rey? Like,
yeah,
everyone was just doing that photo of Lana.
Yeah.
And then
someone made a Taylor one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all the Lana stands, like, I love Lana, but all of they were all just like,
they're kind of crazy.
Taking it a little too far. They're a little crazy.
They have their own religion.
Her fandom kind of disgusts me, and the fact that they were all commenting that on like series videos, I was like, okay.
They were like, they could like read the room,
Yeah.
Like somebody could literally post a video about like their dogs like dying, and they'd be like,
Lana, our Lord and Savior, like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, like literally, I was like, okay, guys, like, can we not
read the room? I don't even know. Someone just like made the Taylor one, and I'm on like Taylor Talk, so I just saw it, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna do this.
Yeah,
and then like my whole following just like flooded. Like I had 200 followers, and now I'm at like 700.
I got like 200 followers in half a day.
Yeah. I literally gained 1.6K.
Wow. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, I had 200 followers and now I have 900. So that's really crazy.
I had like 50 and now I have 1,600.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, that's crazy. I swear, the like Swifties are going to take over the world.
They are.
I mean, I think we can all collectively agree that we have the power to do that.
We do have the power to do that. Like, can we just talk about the fact that, like, Arianators just underestimate us? And, like, Barbies, they underestimate us.
Yeah, like, Barbies scare me. Yeah. Like, I feel like they could find my address if I said something wrong about
Ariana. Like, Arianators, like, I love Ariana, but, like, her fandom scares me. Like, they scare me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. God. I don't know if you guys heard what. Wait, Stella, what did you say? I was going to say something about it, but
I said something about how the fandom's been around for 14 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what did she say?
She said that the fandom has been around for 14 years.
Holy crap, yeah. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I think people really do like downplay and underestimate. I think people downplay and underestimate like how like strong and how like Taylor Swift's fans are, because I think we do need to discuss the fact that we've supported her through three different genres.
I know. Wow.
And almost anything she does or any like mistakes that she makes, we like allow her to not mistakes, but like any like scandals she's been in,
a lot of fandoms try to cancel a person, like we just try to like teach, you know what I mean?
Can we talk about like how dumb cancel culture is? Like people, last time people tried to cancel Taylor, she literally came back stronger than a 90s trend. Like,
yes.
Like what on earth? I think it's so funny how people think that they can like cancel actual celebrities like they can TikTok stars. No, like, seriously. It's so different.
Yeah, too. Like she's so successful and that probably
yeah. I mean, Taylor, like, literally with a fandom as huge and as
dedicated,
like,
yeah,
long and dedicated as hers, there's no way you can cancel Taylor Swift.
No, there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, I think the only
it is the music industry.
Yes.
You can't cancel the music industry, can you?
Did y'all see Louis Tomlinson's tweet? He's like starting his own like label.
Is he actually?
He was one of them.
I saw that. Yeah. Okay, real quick, I have to leave. But I will be back.
Okay.
I don't know when. Probably not this episode, but.
Then wait. If Michaela's leaving, then why don't we have Stella join the podcast?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go.
Yeah, yeah.
I will end the Zoom.
Yeah, but just for right now, just for this episode. But yeah.
Okay.
Technical difficulties.
Okay, bye.
I'll see you guys later.
Technical difficulties. Bye. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, you know what? It's our first episode. We don't really know how this works yet. It's fine.
Yeah.
I think we should. I think from now on, we should do rotations because this clearly is not working very well.
Yeah, no.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, there's definitely a schedule.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you. Okay. Back to the topic.
Yes.
We wanted to talk about popular Taylor Swift creators on the platform, such as Stephen Sully.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another guy. I don't know his name, though.
I was talking about him the other day.
Yeah. Okay, I love Steven. I love his videos, and I think that everything he just says is just so, educated and spot on. But can we just talk about how controversial his,
his music is?
Yeah. Yes, his rankings are so controversial.
I don't know.
I agree entirely.
I love him so much. But, I think somewhere in there he put, he said that, Cruel Summer was a good song, but it's not, as amazing as everyone makes it sound. Like, yes, it's been overhyped on Swift Talk so much, but, it is still an amazing song.
I saw a TikTok yesterday where someone said that Dear John was a skip.
I think that it's...
Hold on. Have you guys seen the TikToks that are, ranking Swifties' least favorite
Dear John.
Songs?
Yeah.
And Dear John. Is
that's so...
Dear John is only a skip when I'm in, a really good mood. Because, that's a super
it's,
song.
It's only a skip but if I don't want to cry, but it's not a skip in general.
Yeah.
Dear John is only a skip if I'm listening to, Cruel Summer, Shake It Off.
I have a playlist called God Is a Woman, and then in the description it says, and her name is Taylor Swift, and it's Getaway Car, Cruel Summer, just those kind of vibes.
I cannot stop listening to Getaway Car. I have had it on repeat.
I get my license in a week, and I cannot wait to just go on an empty road and just floor it listening to Getaway Car.
I was driving with my mom one time and Getaway Car came on. I literally almost drove off the side of the road.
That song just I feel like I'd get pulled over and my excuse as to why I was speeding would be, sorry officer, I'm listening to Getaway Car.
I feel like when I start driving, I'm gonna crash my car because
just blasting Taylor Swift so loudly.
How many of you guys were at Reputation?
The stadium tour? Yes.
I wasn't. My mom offered to take me for my birthday, and I told her I would rather go to the beach.
What?
And that is my biggest regret.
What?
Why did I do that? I don't know. And I will never
to see it, but yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I literally saved up money for so long to try to go to the tour, but then I... First of all, didn't have enough, and she didn't come
sort
in
of,
the state.
Yeah. Oh I sort God. Of forget everything about that night, honestly.
I got the VIP ticket, so here I'm sitting in front of my Taylor shrine, and I have a ticket that says seat 13, row 13, section 13.
Oh my god!
And it has a Taylor Swift Reputation patch, and then a poster, and it came with this book thing. I'll have to show you guys sometime, but it's really cool.
Yeah.
Next concert, though, Taylor, we all definitely need to go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we all will go. I say that we plan it so that, we all just, do a meet-up where we watch it together.
Let's do it.
And then we can do,
some
podcast
of my One Direction friends.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't think this is so, everything we're talking about is
I know.
So
I feel that's kind of what happens with podcasts.
Kind of start on one thing and then end up somewhere else.
It sounds scripted though if you only talk about one thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's true. I do want it to kind of be not I'll probably edit this out, but I do want it to be not super scripted like some podcasts are.
I it how it's more like a conversation.
Yeah.
like you're with the people.
Yeah, I feel like those are also more entertaining to watch. Like, it feels like you're in there with the conversation, you know?
Yeah, because I feel like we're more talking to each other rather than, like, talking to, like, making it so it's for an audience, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, like, funner.
Yeah.
That's kind of how we want it to be. Like a conversational type thing than, like, a performance, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Have you guys seen Taylor any other times?
I saw her at the 1989 tour, but that's the only time I went to her.
So,
but something that I note about that is I can barely even remember the concert.
I can't remember the reputation. Same tour at all. Like, I only remember it because of this. Like, I remember
like
it.
Like, watching videos.
Yeah. Like, I only remember a couple of songs. I remember that she performed The Best Day as a surprise song because it was Mother's Day. And, like, everyone.
Oh, she didn't do that for us.
But everyone was crying, and it was,
I can imagine.
I remember watching Reputation on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When that came out, it was like in tears.
Yeah, I watched it.
I like just rewatch that all the time.
Yeah.
I saw Taylor in her for her New York performance during the 1989 era, and I can't remember if One Direction was together or not, but I just remember seeing Niall Horan there.
I saw Poptopia, and I saw Taylor and Niall, but.
Yeah. And then I went to the Fearless concert, but I was little. It was my first concert, and I don't remember anything from it, but I have a shirt. So that's how I have to account for it.
When I was about 2, I went to a Hannah Montana concert.
Amazing. I love that. I wish I
could. Wait, did Hannah Montana actually have concerts?
Yeah. That's how they got all the clips from the show.
Is it actually?
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's cool.
You're
kidding.
I had no idea.
Not know that.
What?
Oh, yeah, because they had the Best of Both Worlds tour, I think. Yeah, because that's on Disney Plus, I'm pretty sure.
Wait, you're joking. I did not know that.
I thought it was just in the show.
No, my cousin went to one of them.
What?
Yeah,
wait,
I think
that is
on
so
Disney
cool,
Plus.
And that makes me feel like I missed a part of my childhood because of it.
Oh, my God. I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah, Disney shows are a pop.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we just hold on? So, what does everyone plan on benefiting out of this? Whether it's making new friends or getting a chance to meet Taylor, what? I just want to know your thoughts.
Honestly, I just think it would be cool to have a podcast.
Yeah.
Or
and
like
I also don't
to, like,
really
Michael to listen. That would be if we get at least not even. If I get one listener, I will probably.
Yeah, and I feel because the people that are going to be listening, they're going to be listening for Taylor, right? So it's all these people that are listening for the same thing, which I think is cool.
Yeah,
I
like that.
We can make friends.
I mean, I think it'd be super cool if we all got invited to a secret session.
That would be secret session so amazing.
Oh my God, I watched videos of that on YouTube, and I'm so
it's jealous. Literally my dream.
I really, really honestly, just want one of her cookies.
Oh my God, yeah.
I think I would commit.
Can she invite me? That person who got to spend Valentine's Day with her is so lucky.
Oh my God, I would do anything. Have you guys heard the story of these two girls? They went and they got tickets in the pit for I forgot which concert. Maybe it was 1989 or something. And they got tickets in the pit, but they wanted to feel they were grown-ups, teenagers. So they told their mom to stay a few rows back, and they were up front. And guess who their mom met?
Wasn't it her mom?
Yeah, full-on talking to Mama Swift.
Oh my God.
That's
and they,
so
like,
cool.
Gotta meet Taylor for it. So I'm I'm bringing my mom to the next concert, no matter how old I am.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I saw another video like that where they were like determined to meet Taylor Swift.
I saw that
Have
too.
Have y'all seen like the outfits? Really excited, to try to get
and then
Taylor's
mom noticed them and then invited them to go like backstage.
I saw this one thing where they met Taylor's mom, but then the mom didn't even, but she didn't even invite them backstage. Like,
oh my god, that's
We need to make an impression.
Yeah, I would cry too. Like getting so close.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Reagan and I. So Reagan's my best friend, right? And she like is obsessed with Taylor Swift, like I am. So we've talked about like our plans when we go to Folk Lover Fest or whatever. Folk Lovermore, Folk Lovermore. And we don't know what we're gonna wear. Like, I think that we should wear like Junior Jewels. And if Taylor doesn't come out with like a Junior Jewels T-shirt for her Fearless Taylor's Version merchandise,
oh my god,
I will be so mad.
Yeah, she should do that. That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
I know. You like it was like a wasted opportunity when Fearless first came out.
You could always make a junior.
Yeah,
junior
but she
jewels.
Could.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to do. But like Taylor can make so much money off of that. I don't know.
She would honestly. She's obviously already loaded, but she would be so much more.
I would buy like.
If she
them.
Yeah, those. I mean
Taylor, if you're listening to this, like, do that.
I kind of want to like. Buy all of her merch, but then I would probably be really broke, so
I spend way too much money on merch.
It's a problem.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I have like 7 One Direction posters in my room, and I've wasted probably like $300 on it. It's really
I
bad.
Have like 3 Harry Styles things. I have the cardigan, a Louis Tomlinson merch, like 3 Taylor Swift shirts, a necklace, a
I want the cardigan so bad.
Me too.
But like, when you look it up on taylorswift.com, it just says, like, won't even be shipping for,
know,
like, 10
it's
weeks.
Crazy shipping.
It's, like, $50.
Yeah.
Man, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm not gonna drop $50 to, like, not even get the sweatshirt for,
it'll
like,
be her
5 months.
Cost.
Yeah. Well, I ordered my cardigan in, like, the middle of January, and then I got it in, like, closer to the end of February, so it didn't take that long.
Yeah,
should I just buy it without telling my mom?
Yes.
I mean, full send. Like,
go for it.
I'll do it right now.
Hey guys, wait! I really, really, really want Wonderstruck, like the perfume, and you can get it on Amazon for $67.
That's so expensive.
And it's only 3.4 ounces. Like, I can't decide if that's worth it or not. But, like, I would not wear.
I mean, I personally don't support this store because. They have some controversy behind it, but I looked and I found it on Walmart, and it was way cheaper, so that's always an option.
I really want to get the One Direction This Is Us perfume, but
I want it so bad. Like, 3 of my friends have it, but they're all like ugly, like
I know,
and it's supposed to be clear, and it makes me like a little
because it used it's supposed to be pink, but it's actually like yellowy orange now, so I don't know if I'm gonna get it.
She should make like a poster with the new Fearless thing. I would buy that and hang it right above.
I bought the Fearless re-recorded vinyl, and it won't come till like August, but I'm really excited. I don't have a record player yet, but I'm planning to get one.
I want to get it, but I feel like I should just wait until she
does
the other song.
Yeah, it's not coming for a while, so you have like.
Yeah.
Wait, guys, I know that Reputation is going to be the last re-recording she does because it was, like, the latest album, so, like, the contract's not up yet, but I am so excited for the cover art for that.
Oh,
like,
my God, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I wonder what she's going to do. If she's going to be, like, different or, like, similar. I don't know.
Okay, do you guys think that there's going to
be
vault songs on every...
I'm really hoping.
I hope so.
But I feel like maybe not. Like, I hope she does, but I don't, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, not expecting it. But I feel like, because I've heard some of her unreleased songs. Like, if you look them up on YouTube, they usually get taken down within, like, the first hour that they're up. But there's always, like, that chance of luck. So, I've listened to, like, a few of them. Like, I Heart Question Mark, I think is what one of them's called. And, like, she doesn't have unreleased songs from every album. Like, I don't think she has any unreleased songs for 1989.
Yeah, but she
or
wrote,
maybe she
I think,
she's
over,
like,
150-something.
Yeah. She wrote 150, so she might
just start putting them on.
Like, she is so talented.
Wait, didn't she say I found an interview with her when, like, during her, like, debut album, and she said she, like has already written, like, 200 songs or something, like, as a child, so maybe she has, like...
Yeah, because she wrote, like, Love Story when she was, like, 15. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
That song is so good.
Yeah, that's crazy, and the fact that, like... Okay, I'm sorry, but, like, the fact that Taylor was... Okay, how old was she when Speak Now came out? Like
19, 20.
I think she was 18 because, like...
No, she was 20 when it came out, but she might have been, like, 18 or 19 when she was writing it.
I think she was at least 19 when it came out, obviously, because Dear John.
Here, I'm looking up... She was 21 when Speak Now came out, but she was 18 and 19 when she, like, wrote it. Like, I love Billie Eilish, and I love the fact that everyone's praising her for it, but, like, she doesn't write all of her own personal music. Like,
that's my favorite.
Yeah, because Speak Now, she...
Yeah, finish.
Speak Now, she literally wrote every single song in that track by herself. Like, which is
by herself.
Insane.
And it's, like, all, like, so many of the songs on there just, like... made the charts.
Yeah.
Like, that is amazing.
When the re-recording of Speak Now comes out, I'm gonna be, like, a completely new person. I'm so excited.
I'm so am I. Like,
when,
do you guys... Do you guys think she's gonna re-record,
I'm kind of upset. If that comes out,
I think she is, because otherwise, if people are listening to it, they're still gonna be giving money to, like...
Yeah. And I think she knows how much of a popular song it is. And I posted a TikTok on my private story that was like, it was like, I apologize in advance for the person that I'll become when this song comes out again. And it was better than Orange, obviously. But, and this girl split up and she said, you realize she probably won't re-record it, right? And I don't know. I definitely think
that there's a chance because, like, of the misogyny in that song. And granted, they were completely different times. Like, it has only been within, like, the past few years that people have really started to take an issue with, like, things that deserve to, like, be noticed, you know?
Yeah.
So I just feel
I don't think she's going to continue performing it, but I think she's going to record it because...
I think she is, too, and I hope she is, at least. But can...
Anyways...
Moving on.
Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Ella.
Yeah, happy birthday, Ella.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it turned 14 today.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Everybody, Venmo us some money for her birthday.
That would be so amazing. Now
Venmo us $20 for Women's History.
It's for a good cause. I think that there should be, like, a national Swiftie Day.
Yeah.
100%. It should be December 13th.
Yeah.
I think there, there probably is. I don't know. I feel like there's a national day for everything.
Yeah.
There's like a national like petting your cat day or something.
Yeah, my birthday is national root beer float day.
I love
it. Wait, I'm gonna look up what day. March 14th. Yeah.
Wait, is it the
14th?
No.
What?
No, today's the 6th.
Today's not. Today's
the 6th.
The Grammys are on the 14th.
Yeah,
right?
The only birthday present I need is Taylor Swift winning at least at least two Grammys. Just at least two, which
if Harry wins and they play Watermelon Sugar and
part and Fine Line.
I will.
Wait, do you think Taylor's going to perform?
I heard that Taylor is performing. I don't know if that's true or not.
It's being confirmed. Like, the official list is coming out tomorrow, so.
Okay, cross your fingers.
I'm pretty sure she is. She's rumored, Harry and her are rumored to perform, so.
I mean, who would turn down?
It's like they perform together. I know it wouldn't happen, but just like.
Yeah, I'm hoping for an interaction between them. At least.
That'd like a photo.
I feel like.
Can't wait.
I feel like they're like friends.
I feel like
I don't
they're
know.
Secretly
I feel like
friends.
No, they definitely are.
Yeah, me too.
But can we really quickly just like talk about the fact that chances are a like song from both Ariana and Taylor because Ariana's managed by Scooter Braun.
That's so sad.
That makes me so sad.
Yeah. Like maybe like in 10 years.
It would be so
Wait,
good
isn't
too.
Shawn Mendes managed by them
and
too?
And Demi Lovato.
And Demi Lovato, I think.
Justin Bieber.
But she did a collab with Shawn. So it's not completely like
yeah, it's not completely off the table, but like her and Shawn have been friends for years and years and years. Like he was a guest
that was
on her
before,
tour.
Before like the scandal too, that
Yeah, and they haven't been as close like recently. But like, I mean, didn't they collabed in like for Lover, right?
Yeah. So
well after the big scandal happened, Ariana tweeted something that was like about like, oh well he's always been nice to me, so that might have been a
I don't know. I really just don't know. I don't know. I also
I wish,
how do
like,
we not
Niall...
have a collab from Selena and Taylor yet? Like
that would be so
how is that not a thing?
Like, they need
and they're like still good.
I
friends,
bet
right?
they probably they've probably like written songs and recorded songs.
I'm hoping that it's like one of the vault songs. Like I think I would lose my marbles. Like I would not. I would not breathe.
We would die.
Yeah.
We know that she is re-recording collabs though.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yep.
Maybe.
Do y'all work at Sheeran?
Hold on.
That's a random question.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Heard
no. Okay.
Like, mad. So. Long.
No, I like
I don't
Sharon.
Get why anyone doesn't like him. Sheeran. Like, they just don't like him because he doesn't reach the beauty standard. Because
he doesn't fit the beauty standard, yeah.
He writes, like, he wrote, like, a lot of One Direction songs. And people are like, I love One Direction. I hate it, Sheeran. Shut up.
Yeah, like, he wrote, like, 18 by One Direction, which is, like...
And he wrote Little Things.
Yeah, I really like him. I haven't heard his, like, did he stop writing music or haven't just not heard?
No, he just released Afterglow, right?
Oh, he did?
I thought that he was, like, taking a step back from music to, like, focus on, like, family and, like, relationships and stuff.
Yeah, he
was. I think he is. He wrote Afterglow.
But then he just released that, yeah. But I don't know. I like Ed Sheeran, and he's super talented.
Yeah, I like him, too.
He's like, he seems like he would be so nice.
I know.
So.
Okay, well, we are at 36 minutes. So.
The beginning, though, is 5 minutes that we'll cut off. But we can start wrapping up.
Oh, that's true. Do we have any other important topics to discuss, though?
Besides Ed Sheeran.
Is that your dog?
I was looking up pictures of him because he's so cute. Not like hot cute. I mean like, that sounds mean, but y'all know what I mean.
Yeah.
Ah, he looks so nice.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways.
It kicks me out for a hot second.
Like, thanks
Sorry.
For listening. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks
I think we're wrapping up
everyone.
Now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you are listening.
Okay, if
thanks.
Anyone actually is listening.
If not, this was still, like, a fun conversation for us to have.
We will
be. Yes, it's fun.
Yeah. Wait, are we going to release it
We will
tomorrow?
Be back next.
So then we can have, like, a scheduled time each Sunday.
Yeah.
Maybe,
what
like, noon.
What time do you guys think is a good time?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, 12.
So you can do, like, 12.
Okay. Noon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this cool. is such a cute Great. Picture. Him and Taylor.
I love that you're just like looking at pictures.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. It means the world, I guess. And we'll be back next week with a whole new topic and all new conversations.
I'm
probably
sure.
something to do with the Grammys.
Oh, yeah. Because that'll be because like.
Because it'll be the next day.
So exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But. Yeah, and then the week after that we can talk about winners. But anyways, that's a topic for another time.
No, I
that's
think
all
you
I really
covered
have to
it.
Say. Does anybody else want to talk?
Guys, y'all are
yeah, so just
done.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Ready.
All right. Bye.
You guys know.